Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by the universe and everybody in it, and darn sexy people. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that one short week ago, this house was filled with 30 beautiful, incredible souls for Creation Station. And boy, what amazing stuff. I'm telling you, I'm staggered at everything we've opened up. And truly some miraculous stuff going on in my life. If you think you want to talk to the channel today, please press one now so we can get you in the lineup and kind of the channel knows kind of the pace to take the show at. So I'm going to jump right in. There's three of them are new core beliefs. And you know how long it has been since we have added core beliefs to the sheets. Kind of staggered about all of this. So I'm going to read them off really quickly. One is, I can't be the God of me that keeps me safe. And this goes across all subjects in your life. So I am the God of me that keeps me safe in every subject of my life. The second one, I don't like what's good for me. This is a big one, guys, because this is why we're choosing not to do what is in our highest good. I mean, why would we not choose to do what's in our highest good? But, I mean, like wearing seatbelts, for example. And eating the wrong foods that don't support our healthy body. Thinking crummy thoughts that don't support our energetic systems. And a myriad of other things. Not getting enough sleep. Drinking too much. Drugging too much. Whatever. So this is a big one. I don't like what's good for me. What is good for me always brings me joy. Now, of course, you know you can get the updated sheets along with the balance podcast at imdwallace.com. The third one, I'll never have permission to love who I am. And this is, well, you can use either one. I direct my light to love the light I am. I direct my light to love the light I am. Because our whole work is based on it's based on love and loving ourselves. So if there is a core belief, I'll never have permission to love who I am, we're fighting an uphill battle, right? Okay, so three brand new core beliefs. And I want you to understand that this is the way it works. You have the thought, which gives you a feeling, which leads you into a sensation that creates an emotion that gives you some kind of rush, positively or negatively, and that's how the creation process works. So, you know, you want to literally start reaching up into all thought and all possibility and pulling down the higher thoughts of love, integrity, trust, truthfulness. You pull down those thoughts as opposed to the thoughts that you default to from your past. And Stephen and I were talking, and I want to remind you again that your present circumstances have nothing to do with what you're creating in the future. So if you're going to keep focused on your present circumstances, guys, you're not going to be focused on what you want to create. I want to remind everybody again that the frequency of 200-01 is the frequency of knowing and experiencing that I am God. I want to take a moment to acknowledge all souls and energy that has ever served this country in any way. We're celebrating Veterans Day this weekend, yesterday. Hats off to you, Daddy. Hats off to my little brother, Damon, who served quite a few years. And to all the great souls out there that have served to support a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I want you to know 1 month from today, we'll be doing our predictions webinar. It is up on I Am D. Wallace. If you want to sign up, it's already up. We will not be doing a webinar in November because November, I swear, the rest of November is just one big party. And you know me, I love parties. So we've got Gabrielle's birthday. I've got like 25 people, I think, coming here for Thanksgiving dinner that I love. And then we're into getting ready for the holidays and wrapping and sending everything back and Christmas party and Christmas dinner here. And, you know, I love this time of year. I'm like a little kid. I love it. And that's one of places I go. If I want to go into my love place, I just head right on over to Christmas because my heart just automatically opens. So if any of those core beliefs resonate with you, I'd get on it right now. Especially, I direct my light to love the light I am. And so it is. All righty, I can go to the calls. Yeah, yeah. We're going to go start with Kathy in Seattle. Hi, honey.
Well, hello. How are you, Dee?
I'm flying. How are you?
Well, the new core beliefs so hit me to what I had a question about today.
Okay.
I just in the past, a couple of days, I had a couple of, instances of clarity or lack of clarity about communication and respect. I just wanted to check in.
What I'm getting is that you got clarity about your lack of clarity.
Okay.
Okay, so you got clear that you weren't clear. About what exactly again?
Communication.
Yeah, communication's up big time.
And respect.
And respect. Well, you guys know that, you know, I've been trying to track all this hoopla with my assistants. And it seems to be coming down to something around communication in different ways. But there's something that's higher, So you and I are going to get it together, and we are going to one of the new core beliefs. Well, how convenient here. And we're going to, we're not giving ourselves permission to love who we are by allowing the entire universe and everybody in it to respect us and come forward for us. Wow, thank you. I've been looking for that for a week. And it's just been getting closer and closer and closer, you know, but this last instance of something that happened yesterday brought in, because I thought it was about something else, because what it feels like is you're not respected, right? Big time. You don't even respect me enough to call me and tell me you're not coming in. Right?
Uh-huh. Right.
But if we are being challenged with looking at the fact that we still don't truly love how great and majestic, they're saying, and honorable and special that we are, we still have to create instances where people disrespect us through the communication process. So tell me how accurate this is with what's going on with you.
It's like perfect, because the words you use, magnificent and honoring, I used to use those words every day in my daily claim for what I wanted, and then I changed what I was focusing on, and I haven't used those words in a long time.
Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Kathy. You know?
Well.
Quit looking, guys. I want you to all quit looking. Quit searching for the answer. You already have it. Look in the mirror. The channel said this absolutely and unequivocally in Creation Station. They have given us every single shred of information, every exercise, everything we need to create what we want and who we are. But until we accept that and start doing it and living it, we keep looking for answers, and then we stop doing what we've been doing successfully to try and find another answer. And that tells the universe, I don't know. I thought I knew, but I don't know.
And that goes back to loving yourself or giving your permission for your light.
Absolutely.
You love your light. That's why those core beliefs that you just said this morning were like, boom.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
And those all came in because of our beautiful work in Creation Station. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you from the
bottom of my heart that we got to that. For sure.
I love you.
So we're going to love ourselves enough to let all energy communicate with the respect and honor that we give ourselves. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Hello, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls. Let me tell everybody, Susan is an artist, and she lovingly created beautiful hand-painted signs of our symbol for all of the attendees in Creation Station. So thank you, Susan. Everybody was really thrilled to get those.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It was my pleasure. And I channeled each and every one of them. I just kept asking your guys and my guys to get together and say, okay, what do you want on this one? So they just
The colors were absolutely beautiful. You sound like you have a cold. Or are you just, is that your morning voice?
It's my morning voice. I'm a little stuffy. I've experienced something that is uncomfortable for me. My cat, yesterday when he was let out to go out after he eats, he never came back. And so I'm experiencing some sadness there. And not quite sure why this is happening.
Hold on. We want the highest answer. Yes, anybody switched? Okay. What I'm getting is that he will be coming back. And
oh, good.
Why it's happening is for you to deal to he's giving you an opportunity to stay in creation instead of reaction, you know? So, guys, shift is going to happen in life. Stuff's going to happen. People are going to die. People are going to move on. Animals are going to leave. Money, you know, can express itself in a myriad of different ways. The question is, and always is, and always has been, and always will be, how do you choose to react? Do you default into the negative, or do you hold to your creation? When I say, Susan, that you have called him back, I get a no. Is that true?
Well, I've gone to the back front door and the front door. It's very cold out. So it's like snowy weather. It's that cold. And I've called him. I've thought about today, you know, going around to the neighborhood and just asking, you know, people, you know, if they've seen him. I've got a picture made of him.
Okay, but you never answered my question. You have never sat quietly, connected with his energy, and just tell him, okay, I got it. I'm staying
okay
in my creation. Thank you for the lesson. Come back now. It's too cold out
okay
there for you. Come back. Let him feel your energy. Let him find his way back to your energy.
Rather
okay
than going out. Rather than
well, no,
going door to door with my neighbors.
If you want to go door to door, that's fine, but don't do it without calling his energy back first.
Okay, I got it. I'll do
you
that.
You know, don't go out of desperation, oh my God, have you seen my cat? You know, that's the energy that pushes things away.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Is there any? That's all I'm getting, Susan, so you're going to let me know as soon as you find him, okay?
I will. I will.
That's the highest information. Hold on.
I just love that so much.
Honey, I just helped a good friend of mine yesterday who lost his kitty. I mean, the kitty was 17 years old, right? But it's still a huge loss in our, you know, how long it took me to get over Savannah, you know?
Right.
And, they're like people. They're free. They're out there romping around and chasing mice and doing all the things they're supposed to do. But we're left with a loss. So we have to then fill ourselves up and continue creating. Okay?
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Yesterday I was in a state of worry because of it. And anger because it was.
And what does the channel say about worry, Susan?
It just pushes things away.
That's right. It puts all your focus on what you don't want. The
exactly
biggest way we sin against our children is to worry about them. And cats and doggies are our children also. Worry is not going to get you what you want, guys. Focus on what you want. All right. Thank you, baby. Let me know.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad you guys loved my paintings.
Yeah, we did. Everybody was. You can see in that beautiful picture. Thank you so much, honey. Yeah, I should on the e-blast, oh, let me make a note of that. I should send you out a pick of all the people from Creation Station. It's a pretty happy, and Freedom is right in the middle of everybody. All right, LaVon, hey, baby.
Hi, sweetie. I just wanted to call in and thank you for the wonderful Creation Station weekend.
Oh, thanks, LaVon.
You opened your You opened your beautiful home to all of us and gave us wonderful nourishing food. We enjoyed having Lenny there, too. He was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Would do it again without hesitation whatsoever. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
So nice of you to call with that. And my yes, I hear your birdie in the background.
Yes, Princess is here with me.
So I want to know, LaVon, what's the biggest thing you learned?
Oh, my gosh. The 200-01. Oh, and working with a pendulum, how far you get, how fast, how much faster you learn and create by using your pendulum.
Yep, I really encourage all of you to start practicing with one. There's a free training on IMD Wallace that you can start with, and then it's just practice, right? But, you know, it's the biggest thing for me that I use the pendulum for is I can literally have a discussion with energy. And you saw me do that a lot during the weekend.
A lot of people did, and it was the combination of the people working together that made us move together, you know, so much faster.
You bet.
It was fascinating. Just fascinating. Good. My husband's making me a new pendulum. One that's going to work much better, too. So thank you for the
good
ideas on that.
Well, you know, guys, you can just use some bolts and some heavy string. And it makes, I think I showed you that one that Lanny made me. It makes a great pendulum because I dragged mine all over the house. So now I've got one in every room.
Your chef was using a wet tea bag.
Yeah. You can also put, you can use a pencil on the end of a string. But the heavier it is, the better read you get. So
exactly.
I would suggest a heavy one. Well, thank you, and thank you for your energy. You and your sister were so much fun and so present and brought so much to it. So thank you, darling, for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You have a great Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Miss Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, babe.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm flying. How are you?
I know. Me too. In spite of a lot of stuff going on, I think I am doing, I'm holding my balance. I'm holding that space that we created. That I felt so much at Creation Station. It was absolutely magical.
Thank you. And I get a yes. And you caught yourself. Good for you. Don't use the word trying.
I know,
you
right?
Know, it's not even that you're holding the balance, Lynn. You are the balance. Can you feel into that shift?
Yes, I can.
Literally being the frequency of the God of balance.
And I think that the new core beliefs that came in, I think that's what's been going on with me. And
what's good for me is a big one for you.
Yeah, and I'm finding out more and more what's not good for me that I've been holding on to, including I don't know if it's somebody I'm dating. I don't know if it's completely that it's time to say goodbye or if it's just me holding my balance, holding my joy and my self-love, and that I'm the God of me with other stuff around me that, because I know if I shift, that shifts. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, just keep asking yourself, the channel says. Keep asking yourself, what is it that I get to learn here?
Okay.
And you'll have your answer. And the other thing, guys, I'm going to hammer it and hammer it and hammer it until you guys start automatically living it. If you want the answer to a question, go to your heart.
You're right.
And then involve your head and go, okay, this is the answer. How can you help me get to this answer?
Right.
That's why we say our heart is open front and back and merged with our whole brain.
Now, I've been starting every day with the frequency as opposed to doing saying
those
words.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, and listening to my heart, yes. That's the most important thing.
Yep. When you claim
and feeling, yeah.
I am 200-01, it opens everything, straightens everything, aligns you with love and source. It brings in the golden light, the violet flame. It does it all.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah,
all right, baby.
And is that what's around kind of being stuck in knowing where to go, what to do as far as career-wise, like the next step?
Well, what it is right now, Lynn, is you're saying I'm the God of me who's creating me as stuck.
Oh,
you see, as long as you say you're stuck, you're going to give yourself stuck.
Yeah,
what
you're
do
right.
you want?
You're right.
I am clear and I am in my knowing about where I am going in my career, and I choose to go there now.
That feels so good. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you keep looking for the negative answer, you're going to keep defining yourself in the negative. Gosh, I hope
Perfect.
You all, I'm getting from the channel that people are getting this more today than ever before on the show. So write it down, remember it. You're going to hear my voice going, what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
And you've got to state what you want in the positive. And the higher you can define yourself as I am health, I am, you know, abundance and money flow, I am love, I am joy, I am the God of me, right? That reach up, I am integrity, I am truthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And define yourself through those things that you want to be, not through the limitations that you have been focused on.
Oh, that's
Alrighty.
So beautiful and so clear. Yes, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
So, guys, I'm telling you, I'm having literally miraculous results from working with this light exercise that I gave you, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where you see the burst of light. Let's say you have pain in your knee. They want you to literally take some breaths, relax, and go to your knee and see that pinpoint of light and let it burst out with the intention of health and balance. Not fixing it, because the light is your positive I am directing present, okay? Anytime there's a pain there, you go, you see that light, you burst it through, knowing that your intention is health and balance in that knee. Just try it. You got nothing to lose. Try it for a week and then email me, okay? I want to know. I want feedback from you guys. I want feedback. Okay, we're going to Kim in Phoenix. Whoops. Hi, baby.
Hey, sexy. How you doing?
I accept that. Thank you very much.
Good. You should. Well, life has been very interesting, to say the least. You know, I've been really busy with the two plays. One's closing tonight and the other one's opening up on Thursday. So
how exciting for you, Kim.
Oh man. Oof. But I do thank you so much for that suggestion you gave me for when you're doing something, really focus right there in that moment, and that's helped a ton.
Well, yeah, because if you're working with energy, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So if that energy is scattered in the past and the future and worry, you know, and trying to fix the past and stuff like that, then you can't really focus in the moment. I used to teach all my acting students before I knew I was teaching healing at the same time, you know, to get their energy up very high and throw their energy. That means put all their energy outside of themselves on who they were working with. And what that does is it opens up your subconscious, so you are totally focused on where you're sending your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lines are there. Everything's there. Right?
Yeah. Because
okay.
I'll be honest. Yeah. Because I really haven't looked at the script that is opening on Thursday, and I know all the lines. I haven't really looked at it, so that's pretty darn cool.
Yep. Well,
and
you might want to start looking at it now.
Yeah. Well, no, I do know the lines.
Just to get it in your subconscious.
Oh, trust me, I have been looking at the lines, but it's, you know, really been interesting for me. I haven't really, you know, struggled with my lines because, boom, they're always there, and I'm always
yep.
looking at them. So that helps
right.
a lot.
You bet.
And the core beliefs today, man, you're good. I really
yes,
resonate.
My channel is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. And thank you, Mr. Channel or Ms. Channel. I really, I didn't hear the third and fourth one because I was on the phone with Steven, but number two, that just like hit me right between the eyes big time.
I can't be the God of me that keeps me safe.
Yeah.
Because I was noticing that no matter how much money I had coming in, I didn't want to see any of it going out. So, you know, when I had $20,000 extra dollars, that was enough. But then it wasn't enough when I had $22,000. I didn't want the 22 to go down at all. Which
mm-hmm.
means you're not allowing money to circulate. And when I sat down and did a half hour's work on it, what I finally was led to was it's not really about money, it's about being safe. And any time because of my childhood that I see a lot of money going out, that sense memory means you're going to lose the house, we don't have enough money, what are we going to do, right? So
yeah.
it's all about safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I then expanded that into safety in every subject,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that's a big one, I think, for all of us, because we want to know we're safe in the world, and as long as we stay in creation, we can experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, you bet.
And congrats on all your successes, Kim. That's great. And, hey, I just want to ask you, too, are you enjoying being at your other job more?
Actually, yeah, since I do have a new manager, and it's interesting, a little situation came up. I went and I talked to him very nicely, and he goes, yeah, I know what's going on. And he goes, we're still, someone stepped into where they shouldn't have. He goes, I know what's going on. I will take care of her. We're staying the course of what we're going to do. So I'm like, because it's having to do around, we're going to do some Christmas stuff. We're going to adopt a senior citizen. And the vice president wanted to do the Salvation Army, you know, adopt a kid, which is, you know, fine. But I think, you know, I want to do seniors. And he was all behind it. The president's behind it. The vice president just like stepped out of her bounds and sent everybody an email. And he goes, yeah, I'm on it.
Okay.
We're staying the course. So, yeah.
So Kim, that has something to do with liking what's good for you. What is good for me always brings me joy. So just
mm-hmm.
focus on that. And the channel said, I don't understand why they can't do both. Why can't you take care of seniors and children? So I just throw that out to you.
Oh,
your perusal.
I never thought of that.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thank you, Channel.
Yeah. Okay, baby. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.
And Janet in Kentucky, you're on.
Hi, Dee. First time caller.
Hi. Welcome. We like virgins. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good.
What can I help you with?
Well, I like to be as succinct as possible because I don't want to waste your time. The question I was calling
Janet,
in with.
Janet, stop right there.
Yes.
You're never wasting our time. You're never wasting time when you are doing the work to better yourself. Okay? So know that within yourself that you're never wasting the universe's time by wanting to improve you. So what's your question, baby?
Well, I want to improve myself. I want to be able to open my own channel to communicate, to get better. And I always seem to throw roadblocks in my way, and I want to get past that.
Okay, so the biggest roadblock that you have in your way right now is that you don't deserve it. Who am I? I'm little Janet in Kentucky. Who am I to channel, right? Who am I to be powerful? So you got lots of messages, the channel saying, when you were younger about not being powerful, that it's not okay to be powerful. And that ties into I'm not worthy enough to be powerful. I'm not special enough, which also leads into the comment you made about wasting our time. Right? Do you see how it all ties in?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where they want you to start. And right off the bat, just start telling yourself, you know that you have a light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And that light, Janet, needs direction. So they want you to start all week with, I direct my light to love the light I am. You got it?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, now, it's not just words, though. Can you open your heart and feel what it would feel like for Janet to totally love who she is?
That's the problem. I can't seem to get out of my head. I don't seem in sync.
Well, that's why they're giving you this, because it will help you do that. So I teach everybody on the show, everybody that follows me, to find their love place. And that is when you think of, like, I use my puppy dog. Some people use a little baby. Some people use a place in nature. What is it in your life, baby, that instantaneously, and everybody go there with me while I'm doing that, what can you think of that automatically and instantaneously opens your heart?
Oh, my little dog.
There you go. Now, that's how you get out of your head. See how easy that was? And love creates everything, Janet. So right now, you're just going to have to trust me and trust the channel, and receive the information and start trying it in practice. And then you'll start seeing, oh my gosh, you can't be in your heart and your head at the same time. Okay, I direct my light to love the light I am. All right, baby, let us know. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Start working with it, Janet. It's quite easy and quite miraculous. Thanks, baby. All right, we are going to Daniel. Hi, babe. Daniel was with us at CS. Hi, honey.
Hey, kiddo.
What's up?
How are you doing? Just echoing what everyone has been saying on the call, that this is just a miraculous time. We are so amazing and incredible, all of us.
Yep.
And I'm strongly getting that everyone needs to know that everything is showing up for you.
Absolutely. everything is showing up for you in direct relationship to how much you are allowing it to. So again, back to the definition, if you say, gosh, I'm limited in any way as a person, like our lovely Janet that just joined us, you know, I can't get out of my head, is a direction that she gives, is giving herself, not to be able to get out of her head. As you believe, it will be delivered to you. And that's why, you know, they are saying to all of us, give yourself direction, give your light the direction to love your light. Start saying, you know, I am God. You know that one well from Creation Station, Daniel. Right? And start claiming the you you want to be, because in essence, that will create the you that you want to be.
And allow yourself to see that everything that is showing up is what you have created.
Absolutely. And if you want something different, create that. It's like Play-Doh, guys. If you don't like the horse you made, squish up your Play-Doh and create another pony with not so much poop. And so it is, baby Kate. Thank you. You were so wonderful. You and Al, your energy and everything during the weekend. Thank you for your presence and being there, Daniel.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think everyone there, we're all just so amazing.
Indeed. It was a quite joyful, love-filled, expansive weekend. Thanks for being part of it, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we are going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Nice to talk with you again.
Yeah, we have to keep meeting like this. Iris and I just did a private session. That's what she's referring to.
Yes, and it was another big one, of course, because Dee doesn't hold back.
Yeah, we got to some pretty amazing stuff, I must say, in that private.
Yes, yeah, and I've been working with that, and also the light that you brought in a few weeks ago, you know, kind of like cleaning,
yes,
opening. I'm finding that easier, actually, than what I was doing before. So that's great. That kind of helps me in the morning during
great.
The light. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's I'm less in my head about it because I'm like, it's just the light. So I encourage everyone to try that.
Well, there you go, Janet. See, another message for you if you want to get out of your head.
Yeah.
Right? Use the light.
Easier.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't specifically, I'm really feeling I'm resonating a lot with this, the number three of the new core beliefs. I'll never have permission to love who I am.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm, like I said, I've been, and maybe I'm just still integrating, like, because we had our private on Wednesday. So, but even this morning, I'm feeling myself falling out of it, and I don't know if I just need more.
Okay,
more,
so can you focus more, Iris, on the fact that you're coming back in instead of falling out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So guys, again, we're on a plane where stuff's going to happen. Stuff is going to happen. That just because you have a reaction to that doesn't mean you're falling out. If you stay in the reaction and go down the toilet, then you're falling out. If you go, oh, wow, man, I had a reaction to that one. Whoa, thank you for sharing. This is the thought I'm going to pick now.
Then you don't
fall out. And the more you do it, the quicker you catch yourself. And ultimately, we won't be falling out as you as you defined it.
Right.
So what you want is consistently staying in the place of positive creation.
Yes.
That's what you want. So focus on that.
Okay.
If you feel like you've fallen out, Iris, go, oh, goody, I get to come back again.
Okay.
How fast can I bring myself back? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to batter you guys until you get this. What thought do you want to choose? The thought
right.
of falling out, or the thought that, wow, look how fast I'm getting back and creating what I want?
Awesome.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Much
love. Okay.
Much love to you, too. Miss Julia in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I am just so happy about last weekend. It was just amazing.
Thank you, baby.
I mean, being around all that love and just good stuff, I mean, just makes you feel so good. I didn't want to leave.
I didn't want everybody to leave either, you know, and I got up on Monday, you know, and thought, well, I'm going to clean the house and get it back in order and everything. And I walked out into the dining room where we all were.
And it was already done.
Well, yes, but what I was going to say was I just had to kind of sit down in the middle of the floor because the energy was still so present of everybody and the love that happened and the expansion that happened. Freedom and I just cuddled in that dining room for about 10 minutes, just feeling everybody's energy still. It was just amazing. For me.
Oh, freedom.
So,
freedom was having such a ball.
Yeah, well, you see why I say to you, you know, she just came into my life to lighten me up and say, Mom, lighten up and have more fun, right?
She lightened everybody up.
Yeah, yeah, she was a sweetheart. And thank
and I'm
you
just
for...
so grateful for everybody. It was the most amazing thing. And everybody, I mean, that was involved. Including Lanny.
Absolutely. Lanny, really, you know, he'd done the workshop a long time ago when we first met, but he really got it this time. He really, really got it and felt so. One of his challenges is that he doesn't feel a part of the group, the whole. And he really did this weekend. So I was ecstatic about that. Thank you, darling, for all your love and your participation this weekend. You brought in so much for everybody else.
Thank you. I feel so blessed to be able to go. And thank you to my sister for taking me.
Indeed. Indeed. Count your blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I do every day. Bye-bye.
Oh, you can hear it. You can. It's we're having a little celebration here. Jeanette in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Mike, hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you, darling.
My basically has already been answered with everybody's thing, but I'll still share with you. I was going to ask about, I seem to have this thing where I kind of sabotage myself. Like I have an idea of what I think my body should look like, and I work out and eat right. I have an idea of where I should be out of debt, and I work hard to try to get myself out of debt. But with every progress that I make, then something I seem to do something to then go backwards. Listening to what you, yeah,
I don't like
what
what's
you
good
said,
for me. Yeah,
yeah.
And actually, they're saying all three of them kind of dovetail for you, Jeanette, because that's a clear indication that when you get what you want, you don't think mm-hmm. it's good for you, so you default. But it's also, I can't be the God of me that keeps me safe. And safe, they want to add, in my creation. So there's something about you not being safe when you get what you want and create what you want. And now they're bringing me the word power. So it's the fear that you're going to be too powerful. What religion were you raised, could I ask?
Catholic.
Yeah. Bingo! That's what's going on. So some message from your religious upbringing is going, oh, I'm getting too powerful, I'm getting too powerful. Is this starting to resonate with you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What happens if you get too powerful? What is God? God doesn't like it, does he?
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got news for you. God loves it. That's what he lives for, is for you to realize your own creative ability. It's mankind that took God's wishes and brought them down where they could control us more and teach us the illusion that we don't have power and shouldn't have power and we're going to go to hell if we do. So God is giving you permission as the God of you to go be powerful, Jeanette.
Okay.
And just revel in it. Go, woo-hoo! I'm powerful. All right, baby?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so much, as always. I called in to talk about my mom, but I'm also resonating with trying to change her thoughts. I was super, super crazy, busy yesterday, taking care of things around the house, just going and going and trying to reorganize. And then this morning, I woke up okay, and then I heard my sister yelling, and it triggered, like, a little depression in me, and I'm trying to reach.
Okay, stop, because that's where we're going. Why did it trigger depression because you heard your sister yelling?
It triggers my whole history and my relationships with them and my lack of power. And,
yes, it takes your power away. You hit it right on the nose. It takes your power away because you allow it to, because it reminds you of your sense memory. Okay? It reminds you of that sense memory of the days when you didn't know you had power, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have power now. So when that happens, I want you to reach up and find the thought that you want. Tell me what that thought would be. The next time you hear them yelling, what thought do you want to choose instead of defaulting into the old pattern? Come on, you can do this. What do you want to know? What thought do you want to choose?
That I'm self-reliant and I can still be okay regardless of what's going on around me.
Yep.
So power.
The next time you go, look, I'm in charge of me, and I'm choosing to stay in my power because that's where it feels good, and they don't have anything to do with it. It's only me. I get to choose this. And, you know, I can stay in my room. I can leave the house. I can put music on so I don't hear them. I can do whatever I need to do to stay in the power of me, and my light gives me that right to stay in my power. All right, baby?
I've been trying to do that, except I still hear them because they sit outside my room and get extremely loud, or they bring people over and then don't tell me, and they sit outside or talk for like.
Okay, but that dovetails back into your power. You're not speaking up for yourself. You're not saying don't sit outside my room, don't bring people over without, no, you know, I'm going to lay down some ground rules for me here.
Actually,
but you
I
have
did.
To be powerful. What?
I did tell them and they don't care.
I get a no on that, Maria. You did not tell them from the vibration of power. You
okay.
didn't see it's the you know, like when you say to your kid, no, I don't want you to go to that party. What do they hear? Oh, if I work on her enough, I'll get her to say I can go to the party. If I looked at her and I said, I understand you want to go, you're not going. She doesn't keep hitting me with it. So start with giving yourself permission to own your power, baby. Okay? All righty. Love you.
Okay.
You can do this. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Linda, we're going to have to be real quick here because I'm out of time. What can I do for you, baby?
I'm wondering if the channel has a message for me on why, if there's a message in missing the last one or two steps on my stairway when I was making my way to the table and twisting my foot and spraining my foot, which is healing very nicely with the right foot.
That's always, anything with your legs and feet is always getting where you want to go. And again, they're giving me the word power. So can you give yourself permission? These are the words. I give myself permission to step into my power safely. It kind of sums up really the theme of the show today. I give myself permission, the God of me, which means as soon as you exercise that, the God of all thought and possibility come in to partner with you. The God of me gives me permission to step into my power safely. And they're giving me the subject, especially of relationships, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
David.
Yeah. You want to give yourself permission to be powerful in these relationships. Okay.
Yeah, that ties in with one of those core beliefs, too, about the God of me and not being safe.
Absolutely. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. So add the word safely.
I safely
step into my power, right?
I safely step my power, yes, in all of my relationships.
Yep. And that includes the relationship with you, yourself, by the way. Great.
Yes.
Great. Everybody that is hearing this now or ever will, you're conscious enough to have claimed that right now, right? I safely step into my power in every subject of my life. Okay? And so it is. Wow, I'm glad we had time for that. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Well, what a show. My gosh. Are we awesome or what? Yes, we are. I'm claiming that for all of us. Oh, my gosh. I love all of you so, 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 so much. I always look forward to Sunday mornings. Until we meet again, you go love yourself and love yourself and then love yourself some more because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.